Astros sports fans, Robbie Robenowitz here with the last World Series report. An exciting preview of this season's biggest showdown between the Heavenly Saints and the Demons of Darkness. Down here on the field with us today is that zealous shortstop for the Saints, the Apostle Peter. Pete, you and the Saints seem to be having quite a surge here in the final days of the season. Now, what do you attribute it to?
Well, Robbie, you know, we like to give a lot of the credit to our team trainer, the Holy Spirit. You know, he's given this team the strength and the courage to really come through in the clutch, you know? The demons, they're highly dependent on all kinds of drugs to keep their guys going. Oh, we feel this is very dangerous and wrong. In fact, that's how they've lost many of their key players here in the final days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, Pete. But tell us a little bit about some of the individual testimonies. Well, Paul of Tarsus, for example. How's he working out?
Oh, just great, Robbie. Just, you know, we got Paul in the trade with the demons for Judas Iscariot, and we're just real thrilled with the way things worked out. We'd originally intended Judas to play second base, as you probably know, but he was always wandering around right field, doing his own thing, you know? Never really a team player. Well, as it turned out, he didn't play long for the Demons either. But Paul, on the other hand, has had a real turnaround year here with the Saints. Like I was saying, he started out the season with the Demons and was quite a slugger, as many of our players can tell you.
Yeah.
But since coming to the Saints, he's shown himself not only to be a man who can swing a bat, but somebody who can field even the toughest questions in life and turn them into real victories.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete, how about the coaching staff? How are they holding up this late in the season?
Just great, Robbie. As you know, the Demons rely on fear, intimidation, really, to motivate their players. Of course, we believe in kind of a positive reinforcement thing. Coach Isaiah, Coach Daniel, Coach Zachariah. All the coaching staff are prophesying a mighty victory. In fact, Daniel was saying in the clubhouse yesterday that the victory was already ours. All we had to do was claim it and go out and play the game.
Yeah, and Daniel ought to know. I still remember that great game he played some years back against the Lions. Shut him out, as I recall.
Yeah, that's quite right.
But, Pete, I'd like to ask you about Jesus Christ, undoubtedly the most talented, powerful player in the league. Now, the Demons claim they put him out for the season, but you guys claim he's coming back. What's the scoop?
Well, Robbie, Jesus promised he'd come back in the final days, and we're all expecting him any day now. As you know, we give him all the credit for this team, both as individuals and a group. He's changed our lives. You know, he took us literally from a group of sandlot fishermen and changed us into a bunch of precision miracle workers. Now, obviously, we're anxious about his return.
Then he is coming back.
Well, Robbie, well, he promised, didn't he? That's one thing Jesus is famous for. He always keeps his promises.
Well, okay, Pete. Let's see, our time's just about up, and I'd like to thank you for being with us today, and we'll have a Spiegel gift certificate for you a little later. And, best of luck to you and your team in the rest of the season.
Well, thank you very much, Robbie, but on our team, luck has nothing to do with it. Hey, I got batting practice. Praise the Lord. See you later. Bye.
Okay, thanks again, Pete. Now back to you in the booth, Joe.